There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now on Dubai Eye, the subject on everybody's lips, a petrochemical and refining complex in the southwest of the country, somewhere between Abu Dhabi and the Saudi Arabian border. And that is because it is going to be home to the world's biggest petrochemical and refining facility. It's already home to a darn big one because Ruwais has been the hub for much of Abu Dhabi's downstream petroleum industry for many, many years, many, many decades now. But yesterday, there was a big powwow in the capital organised by ADNOC, the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, and there they unveiled ambitious plans. Now, you'll have heard some of this last night on Drive Live because they covered it in some detail, but now we're going to hear from the architect of this plan. He is Sultan Al-Jaber, the CEO. At the moment, for example, they refine around about 900,000 barrels a day of oil. It's the fourth biggest refinery in the world. It's huge, but it's going to be even bigger, going up to 1.5 million barrels a day and loads of petrochemical stuff as well. This is Sultan Al-Jaber.
At the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, our strategy is very much centered around value maximization. And the downstream strategy or expansion plan, which was announced earlier today at the ADNOC's Downstream Investment Forum, will help stretch the dollar from every barrel we produce. Our commitment to this new plan is backed by the leadership here in Abu Dhabi, who have supported us with a $45 billion allocation to invest in this new downstream expansion plan.
And you've got companies like BP who want to be on board. Bob Dudley's the chief executive of BP. He was in Abu Dhabi. He was talking to the guys at Bloomberg and he said, we are considering an investment in this Ruwais facility. This is the wider strategy, as Sultan Al-Jaber explains it.
This strategy will create the world's largest integrated refining and petrochemical complex, surrounded by a world-class plug-and-play downstream ecosystem. We don't plan to do this alone, of course. Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, and ADNOC is well known for its commitment to its long-term partners. And the strategic partnership model that have clearly been demonstrated by ADNOC over the past 2 years is a very good example of that.
Sultan Al-Jaber of ADNOC.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.